The new Czech theatre has for many years been of cultural and social importance to Czechs and Slovaks living in Toronto, Canada. Ian Willoughby speaks to Adolf Toman, one of the people who established the theatre 4 decades ago.
The Nové divadlo, or New Czech Theatre, was established in the Canadian city of Toronto in 1970. Since then, it's enjoyed several high points. The great actor Jiří Voskovec appeared in one production, Josef Škvorecký wrote a play for the amateur group, and it staged the world premiere of the Czech-language version of Václav Havel's Temptation. Recently, the new Czech theatre received an award from the Czech Foreign Ministry for its work in promoting the good name of its founder's native country. After the ceremony, I spoke about its beginnings with one of those founders, director Adolf Toman.
Well, it was in 1969 when we arrived to Toronto, and we were looking for something to get together and create something. And of course, there were about 5 or 6 graduates of the art schools, especially in drama. So I figured out we could put together some play, and we started with Lucerna, which is Jirásek's old original play. It was very successful. They came about 2,000 people to see the show. So we decided to continue, and we started with another show, which was Fidlovačka. And through the Czech classics, we moved to the plays by Havel, by Škvorecký, and the other Czech playwrights.
How has your theatre evolved over the decades?
Well, it has changed, of course. Now it doesn't have that sense of being close to the Czech language, because people can go to Prague, see the shows and all this. But I would say the theater company, the Czech theater company, developed so many friends that we don't have a problem. They still do come to see our plays. And now we are bringing in the stars from the Czech theater from Prague, and we incorporate them as lead roles in some of the shows, and it works too, so it's fine.
What kind of, or what names have you had from Prague in your theatre?
Oh, Smoljak, Svirák, Jiráskova, Hrušinský, a lot.
Tell us about language. Do you play only in Czech or Czech and Slovak, or even some English sometimes?
Well, I had the English company at the Limelight Dinner Theatre, and I've done mostly the musicals. So I was involved in the English professional theatre. And the Czech theater was usually done on Sundays. I would say every second month on Sundays there were performances in Czech language.
Today, around how many people are in your theater group?
There is about, I'd say, 30 people who are really honestly interested in the theater.
Do you mind me asking, what is the average age?
Well, age is moving up. So I'd say average age is today about 45, 50. But they are young people who are starting getting involved, so I guess it's going to even up somehow.
You mentioned the stars that come from here to appear at your theatre in Toronto. Were there any other changes that came after the end of communism?
We were involved in also politically before. We were, of course, doing shows against the communist regime, and we were involved in Velvet Revolution. We sent it money to Prague, we are supporting newspapers and everything. So that all lost the sense a little bit now. So now there is repertoire has changed a little bit. It goes more to friendship between the people. It goes more towards comedy, so people can enjoy something. They can come home from work and they go to see the show and they want to laugh and have a good time. So.
Are there any particular roles with which you yourself are particularly associated, or any roles you've played many times?
I was 90% directing the shows, so of course there are some shows which I like. I like Hrabal very much. All his adaptations of his novels are really great. I was serving to British King, and you know, also I've done Čapek, White Sickness. It was done as a modern play about the terrorists who infiltrate the Morbus Chengi virus and they want to take over the government. So that was very popular too, and you know, so now we are preparing for next year Balada for Banditu, Balada for Bandit, which is Štědroň Uhde musical.
What have been the biggest hits with the audiences over the years?
Of course, the Czech classic always works, but I think that Škvorecký, Havel's play was a big hit. Lucerna we played 3 times already, for the 3rd time, and it's always hit.
I know you're based in Toronto. Have you also traveled at all?
Oh yeah, we take shows to Montreal, to New York. We go to Hamilton, Ottawa. So we played each show about 10 times, I would say. The last show we played, that was the Sledované vlaky, the closely watched trains by Hrabal. And we played it 9 times in Toronto, and it was always sold out. So I'd say some 300 people came to see each show.
What about playing here? Have you ever performed in Prague?
No, we didn't come yet, but we are planning to come.
What's the theater up to right now, and what are your plans for the future?
Well, as I said, we are planning this Ballad for Bandit, and I was serving to a British king. These are two shows which we would like to do in the spring and the fall next year.
What kind of a role did your theater, or has your theater played in the Czech community in Toronto?
I think it's the biggest meeting place of the Czechs living in Toronto, Czechs and Slovaks. Not only Czechs and Slovaks from Toronto, but also from the surrounding areas. So if you figure it out, if some 2,000 people come to see the show, it's a lot of people. And people do go meet each other, and they know there is going to be a show. Okay, I'll see you in the next show. So it's a social thing also.
Do you yourself plan to remain involved with the theater for a lot longer?
Of course, yeah. I love the theater, and it gives me pleasure. I like to direct shows. How long I'm going to do it, I don't know. But I will try as long as possible.
Generally speaking, this is moving away now from the theater. But what is the Czech expatriate world like in Toronto today?
It's a little different than it was before. Of course, before nobody could go home, so we had to somehow accommodate ourselves. Now everything is wider. People who come here, their friends can come there. Lots of young people, students come to Toronto. Opera girls come to Toronto. So it's a little different. It's more free. It's more open. So it's not as much as used to be that nationalism, I'd say, of the Czech crown. It's more modern days, more social, and more on a friendly basis.